Pechevra. We're learning Yerideya Simen Peches, and Simen Peches if Beis, it says in Shulchan Aruch that the Isser of Ha'ala'a al HaShulchan only applies if you have Shnei B'nei Adam HaMakirim Ze'es Ze'eh Afilu HaMakpidim Ze'eh al Ze'eh. In other words, if they know each other, even if they don't like each other, there's an Isser of Ha'ala'a. Ava Achsenayim, if you have guests. The case in the Gemara is at Zeba min Hatzafon, Vizeba min Hadarim. If you have guests who don't know each other, so then it's Mutter. And even if it's Makirim Zeh, even if they do know each other, if they make Shum Heker, if they make some mark, some thing by which they recognize that it's different, Kigon, each one eats on his own mappa, or they eat from the same mappa, but they put pass between them, and there's a discussion in the poskim, they put pass, we're talking about pass that they're not eating from, as opposed to pass that they are eating from, right? In that case, it is a good heker. Ad kan, the divrei Shulchan Aruch. The problem with Shulchan Aruch is as follows. Right, we're trying to quote this Gemara here in Chulin on Kuf Zayin Amid Beis, where the Gemara basically says that the Isser is only if it's Tfisa Achas. The only time there's an Isser of Shnei B'nei Adam HaMakirim Ze'ez Ze'eh is if it is Tfisa Achas. The Gemara says Tfisa Achas HaKadaitecha means Ke'en Tfisa Achas. What that L'Chora means, and that's the first opinion of Taisus, is that if it's not Tfisa Achas, for example, there's a dover that's mafsik between them, then it's going to be permitted. And the cheshbin for this is based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Nun. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah speaks about the Avnei Markulis. There's an Avodah Zarah that was like three stones piled on top of each other, and they used to throw additional stones at it. And the question is, which stones are Aser Mishum Avodah Zarah? So the Gemara says that Avodah Zarah of Markulis is Aser if it's Tfisa Achas, if it's in the same Tfisa. Zok the Gemara, what that means is La'afuke a case Kigon De'ika Gova Beini Beini. If there's like some mound between them, if you have the Avodah Zarah over here and there's like a little mound between this stone and the Avodah Zarah, so then this stone, which is on the far side of the mound, is not presumed to be an Avodah Zarah. Tosfos writes, based on this, the minig is, when I'm eating basar and you're eating gavina, so you put lechem or kankan or some hefsik, because then it's ke'en shtei tfisos, then it's like the gova beini beini, then it's like something that separates between them. That's the first daya in Taisvis. And l'cha'ora, this is the opinion that we are following, even though there's a second opinion in Tosis on Kuf Zayin that understands tfisa achas to mean hotza'a achas. In other words, if the meal is paid for from the same source, no, if they are both getting their money from the same location, then it's going to be usser. That's tefisa achas, according to the second opinion of Taisus. And Taisus comments that according to the second opinion, there is no heter at all, right, that of a hefsek. We have no indication at all from the Gemara that a hefsek beinehem helps. So l'cha'ora, Shulchan Aruch is passing like the first day in Taisus, not like the second day in Taisus. The problem is that when I open up many of the classical Rishonim, remember the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, is supposed to paskin like Rove out of the three big Rishonim, Rambam, Rif, and Rush. So you take out the Rif and the Rambam, and the Rif and the Rambam don't give you the heter of a hefsek between them. No, it's not found in the Rif and the Rambam. So not only is it shver that we're paskining like the first day in Taisus as opposed to the second day in Taisus, then I'd say big whoop, right? Okay, so we paskin like day one in Tosis, but two out of the three heavy hitters, Rif and Rambam, do not quote the heter of a heker. So how come we are makel on this in Shulchan Aruch? Now, if you read Taisvis carefully, I think Taisvis is saying that the minhag is like this. And one could argue that the kula came out because kach nahagu. That's like standard Ashkenazi Judaism, no? That what people do carries a lot of weight. And the fact that everyone is doing it, even though I'll pay the sugyo, we could learn fakert, but okay, people do it that way. What's interesting to note is that the Bir Hagra has a different take on Judaism here, no? For the Goyin, the kula of a heker that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch is not based on the sugya and chulon kuf zayin of a beis. Right, if it would be based on chulon kuf zayin of a beis, so then Rif and Rambam are against it. Zuck the Goyin, there's a different sugya. A sugya in Shabbos on Yud Gimel, no? And that's really the makar of this din. Shabbos Yud Gimel has a shayla about whether a husband is allowed to sleep in the same bed with his wife when she's anida, if it's hu bevigdo, vihi bevigda. They're fully clothed, they're both wearing clothing. And is it permitted for the husband and the wife to sleep in the same bed when she's anida or not? In this context, the Gemara brings a raya. The Gemara brings a raya from our case of Shnei Achsenayim, who are ochlen al shulchan echad, ze basar vize gevina. That if it's makirin ze'ezeh, it's usar. If they know each other, two people show up at an inn, they know each other, it's usar for them to eat at the same table, ze'ezeh basar ve'ezeh gevina. So you see from that Gemara that when they're makirin ze'ezeh, there's an isser. And this case of lishon and ishton nida, hu bevigdo, behi bevigdo, should be similar to a case of Makirin, no? Presumably the husband and the wife know each other. That's the assumption. So it should be like Makirin, and therefore it should be Aser. Zok the Gemara, there's no Raya. Zok the Gemara, because Hasam Deos Ika Shinui Leka Hacha Ika Deos Ika Shinui. No? The Gemara says that there's a chiluk between the case of Basar B'cholav and the case of Nida, because by Nida you have Deos and Shinui. Right? It's two people, two different opinions. And there's also a Shinui, that the normal way, apparently, for a husband and wife to sleep together is not when they're wearing clothing. Deos and Shinui. But by Basar B'cholav, there's only Deos, no Shinui. That's what the Gemara says. And that's why by Basar B'cholav it's going to be Aser. Oh! So Zok the Goyin, L'cha'ori, you see from the Gemara, that Shinui helps. No? Because the Gemara at this stage is suggesting that by Basar B'cholav, Shinui, there's no Shinui, and that's why it's Asar. But by Nida, when there is a Shinui, it's Mutter. Zok the Goyin, you see that Shinui helps. Whew. Okay? It's a Goyin. It's right, pretty good. But the Goyin says, whoa, 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 hold it, hold it. You're giving me fuzzy logic, says the Goyin. He begins to like, wave his hands. Right? He says, one second. But what's the maskana of the Gemara in Nida? Am I allowed to sleep in the same bed with my wife when she's in Nida if we're both clothed? The Gemara says, absolutely not! Right? The Gemara says, from a pasuk in Ezekiel 18, El ha-horim lo achal, enav lo nasa, el gule beis Yisrael, ve'esh re'ehu lo time, ve'esh nida lo yikrav. That we are makish eshes re'ehu to ishto nida. Just like eshes re'ehu, I'm not allowed to sleep in a bed with someone else's wife, even if we're fully clothed. So I can't sleep in the bed with my own wife when she's a nida, even if we are clothed. No? So we aser it. So zuck the goyin, one second. So if I'm telling you that the makar for the heker is Shabbos Yud Gimel rather than Chulin Kuf Zayin, so that Lecha Ora is a Raya Listar. Because what emerges from Shabbos Yud Gimel is that we aser lahalocha sleeping in the bed with your wife, right? Even though there's a Shinui, even though they're clothed. So the Goyin, right? The Goyin says that Lecha Ora, there's no heter at all of heker. That is the first Goyin in Os Beis, no? The first Goyin in Os Beis Tainas, that maybe the Makar for Heker helping is from the Gemara in Shabbos rather than Gemara in Chulin, but Im Kenim HaDevarim, Achrei Kechlos HaKo, when we Aser sleeping in the bed with my wife when she's in Nida, hu bevigda, v'hi bevigda, so then that means the hecker does not help. Right? Who did I take first? Mr. Tuckman. Speak to me. Which pasuk do we learn from? So, again, the Gemara. So the Gain in Ois, in the both of these pieces are in Ois Beis. The first piece in Ois Beis basically Blad Shver. No? The first piece in the Gon in Ois Beis says that the Maskana of the Gemara, there is no Heter of Heker. The second piece in Ois Beis, the Gon says like you, and the Gon says that the Maskana of the Gemara is that we aser by Ishto Nida, Hu Bevigda, Vehi Bevigda, because of a pasuk of Rosik Revu Legalos Erva. Because the Gemara, Achrei Kechos HaKol, says, Upligad Rabbi Pedas. No? That Rabbi Pedas telling us that when the Torah says, Lo Sikrivu Legalos Erva, the Lo Asr Torah, La Kurva Shogili Arayas Bovad. La Kreva means only actually having Tashmish Hamita. Short of that is not Kreva. That would mean that the Isser that we have of Lishonim Ishto Nida is because we're arguing in Rabbi Pedas. By the way, this issue, whether we paskin Rabbi Pedas or not, is a machlekes Rambam and Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Shinlin Gimel, no? You know what I'm talking about? Right? When the Gemara, Rabbi Pedas says that the Teich of Lo Sikrivu Legales Erva means don't have Tashmish Hamita within Erva. Right? That's what Rabbi Pedas is saying. Well, Usra Torah, Ala Kreva, Shogilei, Arayas, Bovad. Upliga de Rabbi Pedas. Our Gemara, Asers, Lishonim, Ishtel Nida, Ubevigda, Vehibevigda, we're saying that's also called Kreva against Rabbi Pedas. That we're defining Kreva as extending beyond actual Tashmish Hamita. No? That's Machlikas. Rambam and Ramban is Kreva la Arayas and Isidai Raisa and Isser de Rabbanon. No? That's the Pashtus, even though there is one line in the Ramban where the Ramban also tainos that Kreva la Rayas is an Isidai Raisa, but he writes in a Lumdisha flourish. The Ramban says that he thinks a Chibuk Venishik ba'arayas is en Chatzi Shir of real Gia. No? Is that a Meridik Ramban? Right? The Ramban is saying, Shin and Gimel over there in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that the nature of the Isser is Hana'ah, and there's a Chatzi Shir if you do Chibuk and Nishuk with Arayis, because there's a Shtikl Hana'ah. It's not like the full amount of Hana'ah Bia, there's a Shtikl Hana'ah. Right? It's a totally different type of Chatzi Shir. It's not Chatzi Shir in the quantitative sense, it's Chatzi Shir in the qualitative sense, right? Which is already very lumdish. But Hayotze, the Gon has two different parts of Ois Beis. Part one of Ois Beis, again, if I'm reading it correctly, I read it like three times today, so I hope I'm getting it correctly. In part one of the Gon in Ois Beis, he is saying that there should be no heter of heker at all, because the Gemara Aser Lishanim Ishtel Nida Hu Bevigda Hu Bevigda, even though there's a Shinui. But in part two of Ois Beis, the Gain is saying maybe Achrei Kechlos HaKol, we only aser it out lo sikrivu, because we are disagreeing with Rabbi Pedas. We are taking a broader definition of lo sikrivu, which I guess is what the Rambam says, not what the Ramban says. And therefore, it's going to be aser, even though ordinarily Shinui would help, but Shinui does not help, right, when it's considered an act which itself is considered Kreva la Arayos, no? In Yeshivat Maharat, they actually teach their students, apparently, that you're allowed to sleep in the same bed with your wife when she's a Nida if you just put something on the bed between you. I think it's absolutely against Judaism. Whatever. Ad kan devarei. Okay? Whatever. Yeah, fine. So that is the basic story. That is the basic story over there with this Gain. Now, should we go on? Effectively, what we're saying is Azoi. There seem to be two possible Makoros for the Din of Heker. Makor 1 is opinion 1 in Tosis and Chulon Kuf Zayin, that it's based on what the Gemara calls Tfisa Achas, right? Which, as understood by Avodah Zarah Daf Nun, means that there's like a mound between them. And approach two is the way the Goyin is taking it, that the Makar for Heker is from Shabbos Yud Gimel, which is basically called Shinoi. It would seem, if we take this Mahalach seriously, that these approaches are disagreeing based on what the Taz has Besof Ostalad, according to the Darkei Moshe. The Taz quotes in the Darkei Moshe B'shem the Sefer Isser V'Heter, I think it's in Simin Mem Ois Yudalad, and the Isser V'Heter HaAruch says that the menorah, which is the Heker, which is between us, has to be Gavoa K'tzas, no? Now, why does it have to be Gavoa K'tzas? Well, what's the makar for this idea that it has to have some height? No? Why does it need height? I'll tell you the makar. The makar is Taisus 1. Right? The Mahalach and Taisus, that Tfisa Achas is based on Avodah Zarah Daf Nun, the Gemara says, Heche Dami can go into Ika Gova Beini Beini. Right? That there is a separation between the Markulis and this Evan of a mound. A mound has height. If it's based on Shabbos Yud Gimel, like the Goyin is saying, so I would contend that any Shinui would suffice, and it doesn't have to be Gavoa K'tzas. This is Schwarzer Shtickel Taira. If you don't like it, that's fine. Rosenzweig wanted to say something before.
No, I would say something else.
Okay, so now you can say something that's different, because I'm quoting you.
Maybe if it's like just very like flat menorah, maybe you just wouldn't notice it. Or maybe that's why it has to be. I mean, it could be that also.
Maybe. I just think that, again, if... This is a Kabbalah I have for my Rebbein. If you have two opportunities to explain something, or to explain something with a little bit of lumdus and makoros, I'd rather explain based on makoros. And I think the first thing in Taisus is clearly saying Gavoa K'tzas. Right? That's clear. Yeah?
Also says the mapa, different mapos.
Yeah, so different mapos. So how does different mapos help? So I thought different mapos helps because on some level then it's not called we're eating b'shulchan echad. No?
I think like sometimes they include it in the as a form of hacker, and sometimes it's like you have this for a hacker or have two models. So then
correct.
I don't know if there's a proper idea, but when the Shulchan Aruch brings it, it says for a hacker for echad ochal mapa shelo, I feel ochal mapa echad from the name pasa hacker. So it's mashmet's like both a hacker but different types of hacker.
Maybe. I think Drury was making a very similar point.
Yeah.
Kentine, I'm not sure. By the way, I'm also not sure. And this will kind of put in our pipes and smoke for a second. The Shulchan over here uses a lashon of heker. There's a parallel din in Hilchos Nida, which is I'm not allowed to eat at the same. It's a machlekes Rambam and Ravid. Am I not allowed to eat at the same table with my wife when she's a Nida unless we have something between us, or can we not eat from the same plate? No? When I teach chassan classes, I always tell guys that, like, eating from the same plate, you think it almost never comes up. It happens all the time if you're, like, sharing a bag of potato chips when you're driving, eating from the same plate, no? If you think about, like, a warped yeshiva guy, it's absolutely correct that it's considered the same plate, no? You have to be warped to imagine that a bag of potato chips is actually a plate, right? But in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Nida, it says if there's a shinui, which is a dover that's mafsik, bein kaira shaloh le kaira shaloh. Right? So Shulchan Aruch over here uses a lashon heker. In Hilchas Nida, it uses a lashon of shinui, and it's a dover that's mafsik between them. No? Over here, it only says heker. Okay, zozayn. Maybe we'll try to focus on this now. A few problems. And these problems are all brought up by the Sidrei Tahara in Hilchos Nida. By the way, if you learn Hilchos Nida and you're not learning the Sidrei Tahara, that means you're learning Bekiyas. Right? Well, if you want to learn Hilchos Nida well, the difference between learning it well and not is, are you sweating over Sidrei Tahara's? Think of Mendel Blachman, my Rebbe in Karen Vyavne, said that he learned how to learn by reading Sidrei Tahara's in Hilchos Nida. I think that was his muscle. The Sidrei Tahara is gevaldik because he goes through the sugyas very carefully through the Rishonim, and he like makes the cheshbon. It's really it's a meritika sefer. It takes time. Sometimes he writes like a lot, and you gotta hold cup. Okay, not so bad. So Sidrei Tahara raises a problem like this: why do we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that it's usher from a husband and a wife to eat at the same table or from the same plate when she's a nida. L'cha'ora, what's the makar for that? We have a makar that by basar b'cholav you shouldn't eat from the same table, meaning basar yirin cholav. Have a makar by nida that we shouldn't sleep in the same bed. Now, that makes perfect sense. Nida is about bed, right? Basar b'cholav is about food. Why would I have an iser of food by nida? No? Vushtate. So, Mr. Tratara works very hard on this question. He says in the Hemshech HaGemara, we bring up the Mishnah there in Shabbos about Lo Yolcha Hazavim Hazava, etc. And we connect it to this sugya. Perhaps that's the issue. And the Sitra Torah points out that the Ravid, Taka, in the Sefer Balei HaNefesh, asks this question about how do you really know that there's an Isser by Nida to eat at the same table? That's one taina. Then the Sitra Torah goes on, and the Sitra Torah has another issue. He says, L'cha'ayra, the din of Nida is a din in Chiba. Whatever the source is, by Ishtai Nida, the things that are Asr are, my wife is a Nida, I'm not supposed to act lovey-dovey with her, because you act lovey-dovey, you might come to do an Aveira, no? By Basar B'Cholav, the Isser is not out Chiba, the Isser is I might come to eat your food. So, why would it be Asr? Zuck the Sidre Tara, after a long pilpul, he says, you know what, you see from here, that the iser to eat from the same plate at the same table with your wife when she's a nida is also to say it might come to eat her food, because another one of the harchakos b'ishto nida. Well, you guys learned tochas nida already? Oh boy. Okay, some of you guys learned tochas nida. So one of the other harchakos that comes up in Hilchos nida is that there's an iser of shiurei maichol shala. Right? I can't eat her leftover food. No. And the concern is, if we're going to be eating from the same plate or eating at the same table, I'm going to end up eating her food, which is right worse than her leftovers. I'm eating her food while she's eating it. If I can't eat her leftovers, I can't eat right from the same food that she's eating. So maybe that's the makar hadover. In other words, what the Sitra Torah is tining is that if there's a din mishum chiba, so heker can't possibly help. How hecker can only help by a din, which is a chshash, I might eat your food. But hecker can't possibly help by a din mishum chiva. That's his rationale. It seems to me, though, and I saw this in a footnote in Rabbi Forrest's Sefer, he points out from the Hilchos Nida of the Ramban, who has a lashon like this. I've forgotten the Maror Makom offhand, but I can look it up when I go home tonight and pull out my Nida notes. But the Ramban has a taina that maybe it's exactly the opposite of the Sitra Torah. Now, the Sitra Torah is saying that eating together is not really an act of chiba, l'chaira, because if it would be an act of chiba, hecker couldn't help. I would argue as follows, that eating together might be an act of chiba, and have a raya. The raya is when I used to date. So we would go out to eat, no? Sometimes the first date, you don't go out to eat because you don't know if you're going to like her enough to want to spend money, right? But later on you start, my minhag used to be that I would go out for dessert the first date, because you're going out to eat, but it's only dessert. Also, you start the date later if you're going out for dessert. And you tell her, like, we'll go out to eat dessert or something. And like, I had very deep cheshbonus over here. This is a long time ago. But the fact is, eating together is an intimate type of act, no? When you date, you go out for a meal together. When you're eating a meal and it's only the two of you, there's something that leads to a real feeling of connection. And that's the way it should be, right? That's the way it should be. But Chazal are worried that when your wife is a nida, we don't want that connection to become intimate. So Zok the Ramban, when I have a hecker on the table, what I'm doing is I am not putting up a physical barrier, but it's a sign. It's, I would say, a mental mark that this is a meal that is not going to become an intimate meal. right? It's not going to become the type of meal that could lead to an aveira with ishtel nida. That, I think, is the cheshbon against the Sidrei Torah. Remember, the Sidrei Torah says that heker cannot possibly help if it's mishum chiba. But I would contend, and I saw this article years ago in the journal, what's it called? The Kol HaTorah Journal, which I think is the Gudda of Europe, as a journal. So someone wrote an article about this in the Kol Torah. And then when the Megillah Sefer, when I got the Megillah Sefer on Nida, I noticed he has the Shtikl Torah, lock, stock, and barrel. Right? That maybe the Yesod HaDover is that Heker by Nida is saying that it's not a meal of intimacy. And it's not really a barrier. It's not really there to make sure I'm not eating the food against the Sidrei Torah. Against the Sidrei Torah. Im Kenim HaDavarim. So then I would argue that there is room to be mechalik between the nature of heker by basar b'cholav and the nature of heker by ishtei nida. By basar b'cholav, the din of heker is, I'm eating basar, you're eating cholav, I want to make sure I don't eat your food, you don't eat my food. That l'chaora has to be a barrier, no? That, I think, is muvan mu'er, according to the Taz's, Darkei Moshe, etc., that has to be gavoa k'tzas. It's a barrier, right? What, you're going to reach out and get my cheese? No way. Boom, you'll bump your hand, right? Is Gavaya Ksas. Right, Gavaya Ksas, some of the Sfarim say, applies in Hilchos Nida. And therefore, they say one of the standard harchakas that people use, but you still need that, you take your ring off and put it on the table, no? Some of the posts can say, whoa, it doesn't help. I'd argue, no, Adarabba, it does help by Nida, but it doesn't help by Basar B'Cholav. Because if by Nida, the lumdus is that it is what? If it's just like a mental mark that it's not an intimate meal, so I don't need gavaya k'tzas, and my ring will help. But by basar b'cholav, my ring won't help. Right? So far, so good?
Doesn't the Lashon of Nida say it also needs to be a master?
So that's the problem. The problem is that the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch doesn't work according to the Shtikl Torah. The Lashon over here says heker, over there it says mafsek. I don't know. But in Lomdis, I think this actually works a little bit. Now, there's a few other points that we could make based on this. The Sifsei Das and Os Gimel Primagunim Tainas, where is it? Primagunim Os Gimel says, the Bach quotes on the Maharshals of the Primagunim by Os and Os Gimel to be Yoshim Rechokim Zemizeh B'chdei She'en Yachol Lifshot Yado V'lito Me'ochel Chaveiro. Where does it continue? I forgot. Shari L'Divrei Hakol below Heker. Right? Zuck the Prima Gadim in Os Gimel, that if I'm sitting far enough away from you that I cannot reach out my hand and get your cheese sandwich, it's going to be mutter. I would contend that the Prima Gadim's heter is only le'inyan butter b'chalav, where the concern is I shouldn't eat your food. But it's not going to be true le'inyan nida, because, again, maybe it's considered an intimate meal, even if we're sitting somewhat far away from each other, far enough I can't reach out and grab your food.
Isn't that in and of itself make it less intimate?
So that's a question. The Tzemach Tzedek in the Piskei Dinim has in Hilchos Nida, the Rabbi Yosef of their quotes from Rabbeinu Yeruchim in Hilchos Nida, that a shinoi hergel is also considered a shinoi inyan this din. Right? In other words, if usually I sit here and you sit there, and now we switch, that's also considered a shinoi. The Tzemach Tzedek says we paskin this way. Some of the Acharinim say maybe we don't paskin this way, because that Rabbi Yeruchim doesn't make it to Shulchan Aruch. Again, this is part of our Hoshtakot Torah about if you have a din that's quoted in the Beis Yosef, it doesn't make it to Shulchan Aruch, whether we accept it Ladina or not. The Tzemach Tzedek Taka says that any shinoi hergel is good enough, just a change of what's normally done. But assuming that that's not correct, assuming that we would disagree with the Tzemach Tzedek, and we'd say the shinui hergel is not a change, maybe the idea is I need mamish a marker. I need a marker to show that this meal is not intimate. I could hear that if you argue with that Tzemach Tzedek, if you argue that in Yeruchim.
Even if you don't hold like that, even if it's not a shinui hergel, but just the inherent fact that you're further away from each other makes it less intimate.
Maybe. That only makes it less intimate, though, I think, if you hold the shinui hergel. Because it's usually I sit like this, now I'm sitting like this and this. No? I think it's connected to the Shinui Harigo type of idea. We could be mafalpo. I have a lot to say about the Harfakos and Nida and how, whether or not, but I think this Svara, I'm not saying it's this Svara is Mukhrach. I'm saying that this Svara is possible. Okay? We gave that introduction at the beginning of the year. Sometimes we say Lomdas, that's not Mukhrach. Let's give another Shtekut Taira. This one I think is better. Pesche Tshuva in Ostalet quotes a Tshuva, the Masas bin Yamin in Kuf Yud Beis, Be'emza Tshuva, that if there's Gam Acherim Oichlam al Shulchan Zeh, it's Mutter Af below Heker. No? That if I have a meal when there are other people around, so then you don't need a Heker. Now, if you read the Masas bin Yamin, Reb Feivel already made this point in the Badi HaShulchan on page Mem Vav. You read the Masas bin Yamin Bifnim, the Masas bin Yamin is only speaking with Inyan Nida. He's not talking about Basar B'cholov. But the Piskei Tshuva decided to take the Masas bin Yamin that applies in Nida, that's speaking about Nida, and applying it to Basar B'cholov also. And one could argue that there is a Makom L'chalek. I could argue that by Hilchos Nida, the issue is that it shouldn't be an intimate meal. No? If there are lots of other people around, especially if those people are your kids, there is nothing intimate about eating supper with your wife when she's in Nida and you have all your kids around. Guaranteed. It's Badaka Menusa. It's nothing intimate, Kihuzen. No? And if that's the case, one could say that maybe by Basar B'cholov, that the concern is I might eat your food, so then what does it help that there are other people around? The concern I might eat your food is still a very reasonable concern. Okay? Let's go on. Does a shomer help? Can I have somebody with me who protects, who is a shomer, to make sure that we're not going to violate the Isser? Rebbe Akiva Eger tainas that a shomer does not help. He quotes from the Sefer Gan HaMelech. Others argue that this Gan HaMelech is against the Pasuk. The Torah says that Avram Avinu made a meal for the Malachim, no, for the angels. Vayikachem avachalav, uben habakar asher osav ayitin ofnehem, v'hu omed aleihem. Right? Why does the Torah go out of its way to say that Avram Avinu is omed aleihem? Why is the Torah going out of the way to say that Avram Avinu is standing there? So some say, maybe that's the pshat, because he's giving a meal. This guy's eating basar, this guy's eating chalav. No? So what's the heter? Where they're eating together. Teretz, who ate made aleihem? Avram Avinu is standing there. If Avram Avinu is standing there, you know, if you learn Chumash like a Lamdan, you could say fancy Torah at the Friday night meal sometimes. It's not so bad.
Don't they ask that how
come Avram Avinu cooked basar b'cholov? Yeah, so the stifler has actually in the Birkas Peretz on that. Pasuk, he has a very nice little essay about that. I think I said that over in the Caribbean Oven at one point. I was into Birkas Parrots that year. We used to go to the Stapler to buy the Sefer. Whatever. Fine. So, does a Shomer help? I could argue that maybe the Pasuk is right, that Shomer helps by Basar B'cholov. Does Shomer help by Nida? Well, it depends, no? If the shomer is the type of shomer is going to make sure that it's not an intimate meal, maybe it does help. I'm not sure. Yesh la'ayin, whether shomer helps. There are many other nafkaminas I think that you can construct based on this, but for now, let's hold it about this yisod. I just want to talk for another minute about the end of Simen Peches. The Rama quotes, V'yiyu zehirin shelo lishtos mikli echa, mishum shamaycho nidbak b'kli. No? They should be careful not to drink from the same kos. Because if the maychol is nidbak b'kli. Now, many people say that you don't need separate glasses for milk and meat, no? Because it's only cold, it's glass, it might not be Balea, right? There's like a fancy thing everyone says. But it says in Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, that you shouldn't both drink from the same, you shouldn't drink from the same cup, basar and chalav, because the maichel is nidbak b'kli. I'm eating a hamburger, there's going to be some meat that gets on the cup. You're eating a cheese sandwich, there's going to be some cheese that gets on the cup. It'll be nidbak b'kli, and it's going to be a problem. And the Shach adds, even if they're sitting b'shtei shulchanos, it's going to be aser. And he quotes, ish ne'ach sanayim is going to be aser, and he quotes in the Isser v'heter, klal mem. No? Now it happens that the Isser v'heter, actually, if you read that Isser v'heter in Klal Mem, he says two things. One reason he said is because the Eichel is going to be Nidbak. That's the reason that the Ramah quotes. But Isser v'heter adds another reason. He says that we're only Mekol in the Gemara Ne'achsanoyim, when people are not Makir Ze'ezeh. Zak the Isser v'heter, and another reason, if we're going to drink from the same cup, then it will lead to Chiba, and it will lead to us getting to like each other. That's what the Isser v'heter says. That's, by the way, very interesting also. The application of that to Hilchos Nida is worth focusing on for a few minutes. I don't think that first part of the Isser v'heter, that we'll come to like each other, is quoted lahalacha. The Rambam over here is ignoring that part, but I think it's interesting on its own. Let's go back, though, for one more ha'ara. If you remember, we have two possible sources of the din of Heker, no? We have Shabbos Yud Gimel and Chulin Kuf Yud Zayin. Chulin Kuf Zayin, it's past my bedtime. Shabbos Yud Gimel versus Chulin Kuf Zayin. The Gemara in Shabbos spoke about that Ika Deos V'Ika Shinoi. That would mean, L'cha'ora, we had this discussion we quoted yesterday for the Shuv of the Beis Yaakov. Am I allowed to, if I'm fleishig, can I, right? In other words, I'm within my 6 hours of eating meat, can I sit at the same table with you when you're eating cheese? Right? And the Prima Gom says that the Velt is not makel on that. The Velt is makel on that, against the Beis Yaakov wanted to be machmir. Fine. That's one din. What about, let's say, I am eating meat, and there's some cheese on the table also, because I'm a yeshiva guy, so I just have food out on the table. Can I put a hecker? Will a hecker help when there's only one person there? The Badei HaShulchan Tainas in Os Yud Daled, I think it quotes different deos as to whether it will help, no? One could argue that if the makar of hecker is Shabbos Yud Gimel, the Lashon HaGemara is that you need ikadeos v'ikah shinoi. Meaning shinoi alone doesn't help. You need also deos. So if I'm eating flesh and there's some cheese at the table, even if I put a hecker there, kenzen it wouldn't help if the gra is right, that that's the source of this din. Okay, Chevra, so I think this takes us to the end of Peiches. I wanted to start Pei Tes, but I'm not going to now, because it's late anyway. So we'll begin Pei Tes maybe tomorrow, maybe Thursday. We also got to finish off Pei Tes. We have to really pick up the pace. You guys are getting too far ahead of me, but that's what happens sometimes. Have a good day.